This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Anthony Brooks and Meghna Chakrabarty. The last time the Boston-based band Darlingside joined us in studio, they were a Northampton-based band, living and making music under the same roof after graduating from Williams College. They described their music at the time as string rock or retro pop. As you'll soon hear, their sound has evolved over the course of the year into a more acoustic blend. Still, they bring the same tight harmonies and clever songwriting that landed them a set at this year's Falcon Ridge Folk Festival and a show tonight at the Sinclair in Harvard Square. But first, they're here in our studios performing their song, Good Man.
She's walking like the devil went the other way, walking like she don't care anyway. Watch her how she gives herself another day to rest. Say nothing of the trouble she's in, nothing of the places she's been. Only watch her how she sets the wind on fire. She says, good man, follow.
That's the band Darlingside performing the song Good Man off their 2010 release EP1. We have Uyan Mukherjee on mandolin, Harris Passeltiner, who is on guitar, Don Mitchell on electric guitar, and Dave Sempt, who played tambourine for us, I believe. Welcome back, all of you, to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'd like to start with how you describe your music. We said in the introduction that your music was referred to as string rock or retro pop, but this is new. You've got a much more acoustic feel here. Dave, I'm wondering, do you want to say how you describe your music now?
Yeah, we are still looking for the words maybe to
encompass the new genre. But in a lot of ways, we're doing the same thing that we were doing before. We all used to sing, and we all still sing, and that's a big part of what we're doing. And it's a lot of the same instrumentation and all that, and our songwriting sensibilities haven't changed all that much. But in some ways, we've pared down now, and it's a little more. There are fewer pedal effects, and the volume knobs have come down a little bit, and it's a little more of, what we hear when we write the song in a room together, and we're sitting on a couch and we're playing our instruments in the room. That's sort of the vibe that we want to convey, and that's part of why we now sing around one mic, and we're not in different parts of the stage. We gather around and we try to stand as close to each other as we can and make it about the sound that we create together, rather than kind of separately being in our own little stations or anything like that.
So why make the shift? Is it something that you want to say about the creative process? Is it because you want it to be a more relaxed experience musically for yourselves and for your listeners? Or am I missing it altogether here? Which one is it? Or which?
Well, this is Don speaking.
Yep.
It was a combination of a lot of different factors. Earlier in the summer, we were realizing that what the band needed to do as far as touring in order to continue to grow and thrive was to play a whole lot of shows. And our drummer, Sam, was unfortunately not able to come on a lot of those shows with us. And so we sort of viewed that as an opportunity to try out a new format with this one mic thing, which really wouldn't work with a full drum kit at all, and to experiment with some different forms of percussion, to experiment with writing some new material that's really based around just voices that sound like they're in one room together. And so we've been having fun writing towards that and playing a lot of shows that we really couldn't have played before with the full rock band, just even due to space considerations. There are some opening slots we've been able to perform where we wouldn't have fit on the stage with all five of us and all of our equipment. But when we pare it down and tightly cluster around the one microphone, that's sort of right. Opened up some new doors for us too.
So the song that we just heard, Good Man, did you have to sort of redo that song to kind of make it more acoustic for this new way of playing, or not too much?
That one in particular didn't change around too much. We simplified the beat a little bit since I'm playing it with just my foot and I'm not really a percussionist. I'm learning, and I've been asking Sam, our drummer, for some pointers and stuff, but he used to play a beat that was a little more complex, and I've been doing what I can, and I'm excited to continue getting better at that. But other than that, I think the instrumentation has basically, it's the same. It's just, it's not through amplifiers as much as it's in the room now.
Okay, and you also have some new material, we should say. So let's hear some new things, one of your new songs. What are you going to play for us?
This is a song called God of Loss.
Okay. Thank you.
spider does its work with flakes of garlic and petals from a rose. If it's small enough to carry, you and I can call it home. You and I can call it home. Yes, we will leave here without a trace. Take a new name and an old shame. I'll be no outlaw, no renegade, just your faithful God
listening to the band Darling Side. They just performed their new song, The God of Loss, live in our studios. And I would like to ask you guys, you can tell that you were all in an a cappella group at Williams College, and your voices are just terrific together. I mean, how did you sort of get to this blend of voices and work on this? I mean, was this how you when you were working at Williams College together, did you say, oh yeah, we sound great together, let's just sort of expand on this? Or how did this come about?
Well, it took a little while to get to exactly this configuration. During college, there was a version of Darling Side that had seven guys in it, three of whom weren't in the band that eventually moved into the house together in Northampton when we started out with the five-piece band. Mm-hmm. And the four of us were all in an a cappella group together, but, you know, only for 1 year. Mm-hmm. were all four of us in the group at the same time. And it was actually after college that I signed on and to the band as a new member, and it sort of just was the right instrumentation at the right time. You know, we needed a bass, and we needed drums, and we needed a guitar, and we wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, we had some classical string players. On this next tune, you're going to hear Harris is going to switch over to the acoustic cello, which was what he grew up playing. Mm-hmm. And so it was the right instruments at the right time was really how it worked out. Plus, we made Dave learn how to play bass.
But it's your voices, too. Your voices are just great together. I mean, I have to say, there's really, there's just great chemistry. Did you know that right away?
It has taken a while to get there, actually.
it helps that we have been, I think, singing, and I think it was, yeah, so since 2005, we've been singing together.
Okay, so it's been...
In one form or another.
So it's been, you've been able to practice for a long time. It isn't like you guys just walked in here today and said, hey.
It's taken a while to hone, because all four of us do have very different voices, right. And so we've been playing around with how to sound separate and distinct, but also really blend together to sound like one voice. And it's taken a while to get that range.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that unfortunately we are just about out of time, so I would like to hear another song from you before we go. I'm going to tell people who you are, though. First, we're talking to members of the Boston-based band Darling Side, Uyan Mukherjee on mandolin and violin, Harris Passeltiner, who is on guitar and cello, Don Mitchell on electric guitar, Dave Senft on acoustic guitar, and they are performing tonight at the Sinclair in Harvard Square. There's more information at our website, Radio Boston. Boston.org. And thanks to the four of you for being with us today. And we're going to go out with one more song. Which song?
This is The Ancestor.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be here.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Anthony Brooks will return tomorrow. Join us then for more Radio Boston.
Keep the fishes company.
Solar and smoke.